camera are we using? Are we live? We're doing it. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. Guys, we should have prepared. We really should have prepared.
Ah, gotcha. Just joking. That's not how we do it on the show. Welcome to the real intro. I'm CF, the plumbing sales coach. Hopefully you enjoyed that little bit of fun we had there, but it relates to the topic tonight. You can see we are all branded out tonight. We are ready to roll. We are prepared because tonight's show is about preparation. It's about being ready. I'm going to give you some tips on exactly how to do that, how to get ready for each and every day so that you can be ready for the sale, ready for the service, ready to take care of your customer. As we always talking about, as we always promote, as we always say, needs to happen on every call. Every call, no matter what time of day it is. We're going to talk about that tonight. Brian McDermott says, hey, what's up? Good to see you, brother. Can't wait to learn all about the peas. Raylene says, absolutely. Welcome to the show. And tonight we're doing our comment of the night giveaway. Of course, tonight is the actual drawing. We can give you a quick glimpse of the wheel here in just a second. We'll show you guys that, and we'll show you the different entries that we have right now in the show, the different people that are in the drawings. Also, need to know this. You can no longer subscribe to the show by typing subscribe. And on top of that, we can't send out alerts through Messenger. Apparently, Facebook is setting some new parameters, so we can't do that. But what you can do is either subscribe to the show on Facebook by going onto our page, liking and following the show page, and then requesting to see notifications first. And then the other thing that you can do is you can go to YouTube, which we are currently live on right now. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube. You can comment, and we can feed your comments now, I believe, into the show. We've got a trial run on that. We think we're getting those ready to rock and roll. So who do we got on here tonight? We got Brian McDermott. We got Raylene Stinson. Good to see you guys. We've got a drawing coming up. Let's put the wheel up on the screen. We've got a few people in there right now. We've got a mystery name, which is going to be filled in tonight. We've got another mystery name that's going to be filled in tonight. We've got Kyle is now in the drawing, and Jake. Both of you guys are in the $25 Visa gift card giveaway that we're doing tonight. And then the winner will not only win that gift card, but they'll be entered into the $200 drawing we're doing, I believe, next week. Is that right? Next week. So that's exciting. We got a $200 gift card giveaway coming up in a week. And then this week, we've got the $25 gift card giveaway that we're doing tonight. All right, so let's talk about what we're going to talk about. We're talking about this idea of preparation. In fact, the five P's. Listen, this is a statement that's been around for a long time. I didn't coin this. I didn't come up with this. But there's so much truth in this. And I thought we could take a look at this statement, a statement that has been said for a long time in a lot of industries, really any industry, any situation. We talked about it. We preluded to it on Tuesday's show. But it's the five P's, and it's simply poor preparation promotes poor performance. Poor preparation promotes poor performance. Hope you enjoyed the intro, the fun. If you guys didn't get a chance to start live, you just jump in on the show, go back and watch the intro. We had a little bit of fun there. But there's a reality to that, and it's so true, and your customer will recognize it. They will see it as you stumble and fumble your way through the call, and there's a way to avoid it, and we're going to deal with that on this show tonight. So we're going to learn how to avoid this pitfall simply by doing a couple things that really, again, like I say, when you wake up in the morning late, it's probably because of the night before. When you struggle in the morning and you're tired, it's because of the night before. And if you struggle on the call, it's because it's the way you handled the morning. If you struggle on the calls, it's the way you handled the morning. We're going to talk about that and how you can avoid that. And again, poor preparation promotes poor performance. And this is so true in any industry, in any situation, really in life in general. I think back to my school days. I think back to having 8 kids and how my kids are struggling sometimes with that preparation and performance. I see some comments rolling in from YouTube. All right, there we go. And a little tag to you YouTubers out there. In fact, get subscribed on YouTube. That is the place to be these days, they say, to watch video. So we're going to go on there as well and take the show live there. I don't know how many subscribers we have or how many viewers. I know we got over 100 subscribers on there. We got 300 subscribers to the show from the Facebook Messenger, but that no longer works. So make sure you guys check that out and go back, watch the beginning of the show. We'll talk about that again here in a little bit. What's up, Raylene? Good to see you as well. Good to see Matt Miller, Matt Benton. Good to see all of you guys watching the show. And tonight we're talking about preparation. And as it relates, and I know that we've got a lot of different people to watch the show in your different industries. You can apply this to your field, to your specific field, whether you're a realtor, whether you're an electrician, whether you're a handyman, whether you own whatever you own, you can apply this. But to the plumbers out there, to the plumbing business owners, first, it starts with you. You got to set the example. You got to be the example, and you got to hold the guys accountable to that to that example. And then you managers out there, this is also relies on you. This is part of your job to make sure that these things happen. And for you technicians out there, just because the owner should be creating processes and creating an environment and all these different things that allows you to operate in an environment and thrive, just because the manager should be holding people accountable to those processes and allowing you to thrive, it is up to you. It's your sole responsibility and privilege to get yourself ready for the day and be ready for the customer to serve them in a way that sets you apart from the competition. And the first thing I want to talk about is the morning truck inspection. This is something that should be done every single day. I believe in a community and a culture that works within the own company. I've even had some companies I've literally talked to point blank range and said, look, you need to train from within. This is a unique culture that you have here. And I believe that when it comes to holding guys accountable, that's a piece of the puzzle. That's an absolute piece of the puzzle, because when it comes to a manager saying it, an owner saying it, but when the guy starts saying it, when everyone starts saying it, it absolutely sets the tone for the culture. It allows everybody to buy into it a little bit easier. It allows people to kind of do it. You know, there is that cool factor. There's always that cool factor. And I get it, as a technician, you got to be cool with all your guys, with all your peers. With you owners out there, there's that cool factor that they're dealing with, and no one wants to be the only guy that's the rule follower. No one wants to be the only guy. So when you build that culture where everyone buys into it, well, it becomes a lot easier for everyone to buy into it. And so one of the ways to do that is this morning routine of doing the morning check. Now, I believe in doing it in a team fashion. Sometimes you send the apprentice to run through the truck. Great training for them. It's a great accountability factor for even the oldest guys. The guys have been doing this forever, but you run the technician through. You tell them what the truck should look like, what should be on the trucks, how to get them ready for the day. Boom. Says clean truck is actually for the tech. Absolutely. It's 100% for the tech. Now, it's for the customer too, because the customer benefits from this. You having a clean truck, an organized truck, means you have more room on your truck, which means you can put more products on your truck, which means you can be more prepared for a customer that says they want to upgrade or they want to replace. They don't want to just do the minor repair. You know, instead of having a bucket, hold on. Instead of having 20 buckets of every kind of copper fitting, every kind of quick connect, every kind of whatever, every different from galvanized to this, from every different option possibility, instead of having a bucket for all of those, why don't you have a truck prepared to replace and upgrade a home? Why don't you have a truck ready to service a customer? Why don't you have a rolling truck that is literally a rolling supply shop, not a rolling Lowe's? We'll talk about that another time, but a rolling supply shop. Quality products, quality materials, quality tools to do a quality job. And it starts with a morning truck check. It starts with a morning truck inspection. It starts with this idea that every morning we come together as a company and we meet for 15, 20 minutes real quick, a quick brief of the day. And while that's happening, somebody goes out and runs through the trucks and just checks them real quick. I mean, if you're gonna be like, I don't know if that'll work, but you're not checking your trucks and your guys aren't prepared and they're making thousands of, look, you as a technician, do you want to drive all over town? Now, if you work for a company where they just run you ragged and you're like, honestly, CF, I like running to the supply shop. It gives me a break because they're killing me out here. Look, while that sounds like a really good excuse, it's not. What about the customer? You got to be prepared for them, and your job is to go serve the customer. And if you get treated like crap by your owner in the process, okay, serve the customer, do your job, be the value that you are, and then go find another place. If you're the owner right now, listen, that's what your guys should be doing. And you could be the other place. Look, Elon Musk? Yeah, he says it. He said it best. I think it was him. He said, train your guys so well that they can leave, but treat them so well that they don't want to. And or maybe he said some sort of paraphrase of that, but it's so true. Demand respect for company product, like good techs demand good equipment. Absolutely. You as a technician have no problem. You know, look, you should be in AC trucks. You should be in heated trucks. You should have a radio that works. Should be comfortable seats. The truck should start every day. The truck should, the blinker should work. The tires shouldn't blow out. It shouldn't make a weird noise every time you turn left. All of that is true, and you the drain machine shouldn't be the very last. This could be its last call ever. You know, you should be working with proper equipment, but don't be that. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be someone who demands that they have all the best equipment, that they have the best trucks, that they have the best environment, that they have the best workspace, that they have the best paychecks, that they have the best, but then they don't give out the best. Brian says, tech should never go to a supply house. Use a cheaper parts runner. That works when guys are offering the three options, when the customers are getting the opportunity to actually repair and actually replace and actually upgrade their systems in a way to where all of a sudden now the job goes from an hour fix to a 4-hour fix or a 6-hour fix, and they're going to be out there for a while. Absolutely, because what happens then is the customer probably gets more bang for their buck. They get more for their dollar. They get more value than they're spending per dollar, usually in some fashion. That's usually the way that works. That's what triggers the customer to say yes to some of the bigger options. And then a lot of times what then happens is the technician's out there for more than 1 hour or 2 hours. Now, instead of running to three different or four different or five different calls a day, they're only running to one and two. And when they're running to one and two, they have a better quality of life, and you have more time to go send someone to a parts store. Because if the job's only going to be an hour long and they got to wait on a parts runner, but if the job's 6 hours long and they can get started draining down the water heater or doing the whatever they're about to do, they can get, there's things to do. There's always demo. There's always cut out. There's always tear down, kind of speaking stuff. Look, the technician's going to have more time for that parts runner. The system now works. The revenue stream that comes in is a lot more. You start doing things. Look, I have tons of companies I work with, tons of companies. You can ask me for references and I'll give them to you. I'm not afraid to share them with you. Look, here's the thing. And they're not afraid to talk about it, but they're averaging $1,000 a ticket, $1,500 a ticket. They're doing $10,000 to $15,000 a truck. A truck. I got a company right now rolling 2 to 2.5 trucks. I say 2.5 trucks because the guy bounces back and forth between construction and service. And they just had like a $40,000 or $50,000 week. They've had $30,000 weeks. These are guys that are rolling out and doing $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 of service per week. Customer satisfaction through the roof, and they see their families. They spend time at home. They have dinner at home, believe it or not, off by 4, off by 3, off by 5, off by 2, whatever. Off by 8 once in a great while. No complaints. Great attitudes. Ready to take it on. Ready to get better. Ready to give the customer a better experience. Prepared for the day. Number one, truck inspections are a must if you want to avoid the pitfall of poor preparation promotes poor performance. You got to do it. You got to do it. Now, the next one is morning. Listen to me on this one. Morning uniform inspections. Give the guys a once over. Somebody needs to be given. Give each other a once over. Help each other out. It's kind of like they always say, you know, look, you've been walking around all day with that booger in your nose, but I'm the good friend that told you. You know, it's an awkward conversation, but, you know, right, I told you, it's a good thing. This is what's got to be happening in the mornings. You got to be doing these more. You know, how do you look? How do I look? Everyone look good? We look good. Everyone looking right, looking proper. I know in sports, they do it all the time. Guys do it all the time. Hey, how do I look back here? I got this right here. Hey, I can't see. You got this. Can you strap this for me? Hey, can you? We did it in the military when we were getting ready for firefighting. It wasn't about looks, but it was about preparation. And it was about making sure that we had the right seals when things were really important, making sure that the fumes and the gas and the smoke and the different stuff couldn't get into our oxygen breathing apparatus, our OBA. Never forget that. But preparation. We had to be prepared. The training that went into that, the preparation, the exampling that went into that. It's uncanny. We go into the shop, we want to yell at our guys, tell our guys, you know, do this, do that. You got to do this. You got to do that. But do we show them? Do we example it? This is a way to example it. Go around. Don't beat them up. Help them out. Get each other to help each other out. It's not about fault. But it's about recognizing where we're going wrong and turning and going a new direction. And it's about that new path that we carved together. It's not about the old path. It's not about fault. It's not about blame. It's about making sure that we understand what we're trying to accomplish together. Brandon says, accountability for those building blocks of business is key. This is for all aspects of life. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Robert Avila says, what up, CF? What up, my boy, Robert Avila? Good to see you, brother. Sorry, I'm looking down here. I got screens. I'm trying to get used to all the new screens. We got sets. We got new technology. As you guys have been seeing, we've been trying to grow our show and grow our appearance and our improvement of what we're delivering to you. We're storyboarding out these shows in a way to make sure that we're covering the material in a way you can get multiple viewpoints, multiple understandings of the same topics so that we can drive this point home, because it's so important. When you start applying this stuff, I'm telling you right now, you will make more money just by watching this show. If you take this stuff and you apply it, you will absolutely make more money. And it's not about money, but you will make more money. And if you're not in a 501(c), which means you're in a non-for-profit business. So what I'm saying, I'm speaking to all you people who are not in a non-for-profit business. Can you do that? It's like a double negative. For you people in a people trying to make money with their career. Okay. Service over sales. Take care of people. Get prepared for your day. Be ready. Be prepared. Have the products on hand. Be knowledgeable about the products that you have on hand and understand what your customer wants by asking, by asking, by asking. Number one, do morning truck checks. Number two, do morning uniform checks. And again, the team members doing it to the team members. It's not about the owner. It's not about the GM going out there and getting everyone and, oh, look at you and you did, oh, come on. Are you an idiot? Oh, what are you? I've been in the shop. I've heard all the garbage. You know, then the owner pounds their chest and look at what I've done for you and look at what we've done and look at all the stuff that I've given you and you guys need to, you owe me and you need to. No. What? Would you say that to your customer? Because that's your customer. No, it's, look, no one, and for the techs out there, you're probably going to, can I get an amen on this? But no one wants to go work for someone and make them money. No one wants to go work somewhere and make them money. But everybody wants to be a part of something. Everybody wants to be a part of something. Everybody's excited, motivated, and inspired to build something with someone. It requires a leader. It requires someone to put a flag in the ground and say, this is our hill, and we're going to take it, and this is what we're going to do. And then the soldiers come alongside, but the soldiers need to be respected. The soldiers need to be treated right so that the soldiers can go do what they're supposed to do effectively. And they're going to help you build that hill. They're going to help you take that mountain. They're going to help you build that empire. But it's not about building an empire for you. It's about building an empire together. The key word being together. And the only way that happens is through the right culture. The only way that happens is through a mutual respect and understanding of saying, look, I'm going to invest. I'm going to pour into you. I'm going to show you the way. And that goes peer-to-peer. That goes owner to tech. That goes manager to tech. That goes in every tech to tech. That's a big one right there. Tech to CSR. Can I get, yeah, you heard me. Look, this is serious business right here. This is the difference between the guys that are going home with six figures at 3 p.m. and the guys that are going home with five figures at 3 p.m. or five figures at, and I'm not knocking your income. It is what it is. It's not about that. That's not my point. But I would say this. If you're going to pay me $25 an hour to dig a ditch or you're going to pay me $50 an hour to dig a ditch, I'll take $50. Does anybody disagree with that? Just really quick, I know this is cheesy, but just put a 1 in the comments if you're like, clearly I would take the 50 over the 25. Put a 1 in the comments if you agree with that statement. I know we all do, but just do me some favor. Do me some humor for people watching the show later so they can see the magnitude. We have thousands of viewers that catch the show after it goes off and after it's, you know, been recorded and whatnot. Show them the power of this, because give me a 1 right now if you're like, absolutely, no doubt, I would take $50 an hour over $25 an hour to dig the same ditch. Why wouldn't you go ahead and get paid six figures a year to go in and solve problems for customers in your community rather than get paid five figures to go in and solve? Why wouldn't you? If you're a baseball player, why wouldn't you try to be as good as you could so you can get drafted as high as you can so that you can get paid as much as possible so that you can sell the most jerseys? So why wouldn't you do that? It's not about the money, but clearly that's attached to the process here. Why wouldn't you do that? Of course you would. Okay, I see the ones popping up. It's clear. It's a silly question, right? It's a silly question, because the reality is that this stuff is common sense, folks. The reason why what I say resonates with you is not because CF has it all figured out, not because I'm some sort of like, no, it's because first of all, I failed more, maybe that's it. But the realities are is this, it is about people. It is about relationships. And let me tell you something else. Sales doesn't need to be taught. It needs to be remembered. As kids, we are totally confident that we can get whatever we want. And we figure out not only our best method, our best way, our best plan of attack, our best skill set to be able to communicate to adults what we want. But we also figure the adult out, because my daughter doesn't approach my 2-year-old, my youngest doesn't approach my wife life the same way she approaches me. So even at an early age, we know this inherently. We know how to get what we want. And then all of a sudden, the world tells us we can't have what we want. And then the world tells us that sales is a bad thing. And then the world says that all of a sudden, we, in one hand, you know, we're so hypocritical with this. Just listen to me. In one hand, we say, oh, the customer doesn't know anything about plumbing. They don't value me. They don't get it. They don't know anything. And then on the other hand, we're like, well, the customer diagnosed the problem and told me that all they wanted was a flapper. What? You don't get to say both. You're either the greatest plumber in the world, which all of you think you are, or you're not. You either know more than the customer or you don't. It doesn't get to go one way when we're having one conversation or another way. If I was to go back and watch my shows from last year, catch me in a contradiction. I guarantee you'll call me out. And my stuff's recorded. Like, I don't have any room for error on being consistent. And I shoot from the hip, folks. So I'm putting it all out there. Like, I'm risking everything. I could be, you know, what if I was inconsistent? Well, you don't get to be inconsistent then. There's no way. This goes both ways. Two-way street. He says, you don't get it. Absolutely. Option one in the house. Man, we're at which option one? You guys got like 45 locations, Tom. Which option one? Because I'm going to see you guys real soon. I'm going to see Cisneros Brothers real soon. And I'm going to see my boy Frankie Lamelli with his crew out there in San Pedro, California. I'm going to make a quick little two-week run across the West Coast to see some shops, do some visits, see some peeps, hit Vegas up for 2 days real quick. My wife's going to fly out and meet me out there. We're going to do it. What? I'm your Huckleberry. I have no problem calling Fresh out. What did you call me out on? If you allow someone in your life, you should be lifting them. This makes your entire life better. Do not separate how you treat people. What'd you call me out on, Brandon? Going to see Joey Cisneros. Oh. Wait a minute. This doesn't have anything to do with that comment about you're going to get me in a car. You're not coming out there, are you? You're not surprised visiting. California. Oh, I'm going to see you, Tom. I can't wait to meet you, brother, in person. We're going to see you. I think I'm going to see you. Larry and Jody are like, what? We're not. All right, yeah, I can't wait to do that, man. It's going to be a fun trip, seeing three different shops over the course of quick time. Boom, boom, boom. Seeing all the awesome people that I just really love and getting a chance to go back to where I grew up. Born and raised in California. I'm in Texas. Tom's from our California location, been with us for years, Jody says. You know, for those that don't know and those that always know, we are considered the COVID devil, he says, from Texas. I think you guys are considered a lot more than that. What's up, Jody? Tom says. Hey, guys, listen. This show is actually sponsored. We have a relationship with Skyboss on a professional level. Now, for those, there's no financial exchange. That's not what this is about. This is about two companies that are trying to achieve the same thing. That's the plumbing industry making it better. Somehow providing a service, providing a way for you guys to go out there and be better. Better for your customer, better for your community, and better for your consumer, for your employees, for your overall personal health, honestly. Skyboss is a major tool. It's a major asset and an ability to do that. If you don't have software right now, you should check them out. But that is a software that you can rely on. It is Skyboss. They are the king of service and software. Now, that's a statement that I've made about them. That's a statement that I use. It's my own little way of promoting them because I really believe in what they do. Look, people always ask me all the time, Chris, do you have any kind of like finance? I have nothing, literally nothing to do with it over there. I just want you guys to understand the importance of presentation when you go into the home, and that's a way to present better. That's a way to track everything better. That's a way to keep up with how your technicians are doing, not so that you can hold them accountable and punish them, so you can hold them accountable and make them better so that your customers get a better experience. Skyboss, check them out. Check me out. Dominate in the comments right now. Type dominate and you will get a Facebook message from us. Quick message asking you for a little bit of information, and we will then get connected with you and give you information about our training program. We train technicians, we train owners, we train it all. Check it out. And then the last thing I want to mention is the Thin Brown Line. Go to thethinbrownline.com. Again, it's a clothing line that's for plumbers by plumbers. All right, Skyboss sounds like a boss company. They are. They're a boss company. Skyboss is too legit to quit. Hey, was that too legit? Too legit to quit. Hey, you can't do that no more. It's just too legit to quit. Hi. All right, anyways. So look, guys, this is so important for you to understand the importance of what we're trying to accomplish here. The whole thing is this. We want to create a movement. We want to create a movement of businesses, a movement of brands, a movement of companies that are serving their community, serving their customers, really creating, you know, look, I hear so many of these. When I was in younger ages of sales, I learned right away the best way to overcome an objection is to get in front of it. And the best way to handle some of your problems that you guys all have, marketing and converting and all these things, is to get in front of it. And the best way to get in front of it is to give better experiences to your customers. When you give a better experience to your customer, what happens is they become raving fans. They become a raving customer movement that tell the world about you. They become your marketing branch, and a better marketing branch than you could ever get Google, Facebook, YouTube, Billboard, or anybody else to ever be. Nothing will ever be better than word of mouth referral. We all know that. We all know that. We all know that. Yet, we don't understand what it takes to get it, and all it takes is a great experience. A customer has a good experience, and I'm going to tell you something else. We were talking about this the other night. We had some people over for dinner, a plumbing business couple, awesome couple, and they came over for dinner to our house, and we were talking about it. You know, I asked the wife, what are you more excited about, fixing a broken nail or getting new nails? Every woman would say getting new nails. If you're a guy, do you get more excited about fixing your truck or getting a new truck? Fixing your truck or getting lifters on your truck? Fixing your truck or getting rims and tires for your truck? You get the point here. We get more excited about the upgrades, the big purchases, the fun stuff, the things that are really cool, the deals. And then when it becomes the big purchases that are deals, for example, you know, I was going to fix my water. No one's walking around town going, I just had ABC Plumbing Company out and they just rebuilt my water heater and it was amazing. I mean, I got two new elements. The elements are actually, they're higher wattage and they're a little thick. No one's doing that. What they are saying is, hey man, I just got a tankless, a water softener, and a pressure reducing valve, and they threw in the softener for free. This is the best day of my life. And they're telling everyone, oh, this company, you got to check them out. They're awesome. They give great deals. They hook you up. They're really intelligent. They take the time to service and explain what's going on. That's just what I know. That's just what I've experienced. And when you do that, you create a raving fan base. In fact, the whole Fresh brand, how do you do that right there? The whole Fresh brand is about giving companies, listen, this is important because this is what this is all about right here. Giving companies the strategies and skills to build that, to actually create that customer movement that we're talking about, that massive customer following, that huge crowd of people that are out there telling the world about your company because they had a great experience. More importantly, they just spent a bunch of money with your company and they had a great experience. So now those customers that are coming are like, hey, I want to spend a bunch of money with you and have that great experience. Seems like a better customer than someone that's like, hey, how much do you guys charge to look at my toilet? Okay, look, I'm just, this, it's common sense. Argue with it. Change my mind, hashtag. All right, winner of what, he says. All right, so real quick, free shirt for the winner tonight, she says. All right, so the Thin Brown Line is throwing in a free t-shirt. A package. They like to do some cool stuff for the show. We love them for that. They love to give back to the community. We're doing the gift card giveaway. We're going to take two comments of the night right now. We're going to enter them into the drawing for tonight. That drawing winner will absolutely, we're going to spin the wheel and we're going to give away a $25 Visa gift card. They'll get that. They'll also get a shirt from the Thin Brown Line. Now, on top of that, that winner also gets entered into next week's $200 gift card giveaway where there are three other winners already, and then we'll add one tonight, and then we'll add one next week, and we'll do the drawing next week, so it'll be like a boom, boom. So next week, we're going to give away $225, so you won't want to miss those shows. You're going to get a couple chances to enter Tuesday and Thursday, but tonight is the night that we're going to do that drawing right now. $25 Visa gift card and a shirt from the Thin Brown Line. Who's going to be in this drawing? Let's see if we can get a couple of them. He says, Fresh has an amazing amount of lyrics memorized. Facts, yeah, I did grow up in the 90s. Heard a wide variety of music. I could pretty much recite anything from Dre and Tupac all the way over to Mickey Gilley in the country era. And if you want to go all the way on back to the Four Tops, we could probably get a little bit of lyrics to them as well. And then Tom Petty could come up next and we'd know some of those songs. Yep, I only listen to Christian music now, so probably around 2005, 2006, those lyrics started to take a turn. And the music that I can recite. So if you play anything from 2006 or later, it'd have to be Christian music or I'd pretty much be lost. Except for that one song, Savage. I always hear that. We always joke around the office. I hear that. I don't know anything about the song, but I just know Savage. What is it again? I'm clean, Savage, and Ratchet. I don't know. Anyways. All right. We're losing viewers. People are like, oh my goodness, what happened? Is this TikTok? All right. K-Love, love it. 90s is the best time frame. She says, spin it to win it, baby. All right. Who are the two names getting in there right now? Let's go. Put them on there. Could be from YouTube, too. We got YouTube comments going on. I got a haircut tonight, folks. flip the shirt around so you guys can see the front. What? Who wants a shirt? Who wants a hat, too? Who wants a hat? You guys want one of these hats? Let's do this. Always be serving is the back one. We'll give away an always be serving. I know you guys got to email. When you win, you got to email into info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, or we don't know where to send this stuff. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Washing trucks, first thing a.m. Look is everything. All right. Fresh just said ratchet. Is it ratchet? Is it like a ratchet and a hatchet, like a tool? Or is, I feel like that's not the right word now because he just made fun of me. I don't know. All right. So what, do we get the comments? Let's flash them up there right now. Boom. Here we go. Comment number one. All right. Comment number one. We're having a little bit of a disagreement back here. We really like the comments tonight. We really like the comments. Let's see if we can get one up there. Let's see. Did we get one? All right, Brandon, so true. Great feeling when you get out of the truck and automatically know what tool. Up, oh, I'm not sure where that just went. We're having, we got, so for what it's worth, we have a new producer that is learning the buttons. We're getting there. All right, so let's go ahead and send that up to the screen so they can see it. There it is. Brandon, so true. Great feeling when you get out of the truck and automatically know a tool and where it is and not having to dig it out. That's awesome. That allows you to be more effective and faster. That's 100%. I feel like Brandon should be the one entered in for that, but I think he's already in one of the things. All right, let's go to another one. Let's get another one in there. We'll add her in there, and then we'll add Brandon in there as well, and then we'll add a fifth person. Brandon, we're going to add you in there. Seems like she kind of wrote off yours. All right, let's go. What's another one? We're going to add you both in there. Let's see here. All right. I got one. Brian McDermott, we're going to put you in. This is a good one right here. I really like it. Plumber says or stays on the job for most effectiveness. Absolutely. The less times the plumber has to leave, the more effective, the more efficient, the better the job goes. So we're going to put Brian McDermott, Brian McDermoney, I think he's already in the final drawing coming up here pretty soon. So let's get him in there. Brian McDermott, we've got Raylene Stinson, and we've got, who was the other person? Oh, Brandon, how do you say it? Graham? Groom? Brandon Groom or something? He says, I think he's from Arizona. All right, Brandon, you're in the drawing from Arizona. Brandon from Arizona, you are now in the drawing. All right. Let's get this in there. Let's show everybody the wheel. We got to get, you're missing Raylene Stinson. Let's get her in there. Just put Ray Ray. There you go, Ray Ray. And we're going to misspell her name completely, and that's okay. We're going to move on so we can get this up there. Let's get this up onto the screen so we can get this wheel spun. We can get these fine folks their money and get them on the road. This is for a hat, for a $25 Visa gift card, and for a shirt from the Thin Brown Line. All right, here we go. Here it comes. We're going to fade over to it right now. Click the fade. And there we go. Spin the wheel. Crack them, don't stack them. And the winner is... Winner is... Oh, that's dirty. Kyle. That was dirty. Kyle just won. Ray, we're going to get you something for that. We're not in control of the wheel. That wheel is totally on its random on its own. I love you, and we'll get you something. I'm sorry. That's dirty. We'll get you a hat. We'll definitely get you something. But, Kyle, you did win. You're the official winner, Kyle. You're going into the drawing next week for the $200 giveaway, as well as getting a shirt from the Thin Brown Line and getting a hat from the Plumbing Sales Coach right here. Always be serving. All you got to do is email in your email address and your hard physical address so we can mail those products out to you. To info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, and we'll get that out to you guys. Congratulations. I love all of you. That's why we do the giveaways. That's why we do the show. That's why we want you to know that you have got to put your customer first. Starts with your employees, overflows onto your actual paying customers. And that's just how you build a service culture that everybody wants to be a part of, customer and employee. Guys, I love you. As always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.